This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Where is the Senate bill perhaps more forgiving, if you will, and where is it harsher?
Well, what's really interesting is the Senate bill would actually retain a lot more of the Affordable Care Act than the House bill would.
In what way?
It would actually retain the subsidies largely with just a few tweaks. It would peg the subsidies to income instead of age, which is what the House bill did. It would also peg them to premium growth. And I think this is really a play by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to try to get those moderates on board. So basically what he did is kept the subsidies, pushed back some of these Medicaid cuts, phased out Medicaid expansion more gradually than what the House bill would do, and did enact deeper Medicaid cuts, but those wouldn't take place for another 7 years, well after many of these senators are facing possibly tough re-election campaigns. And so I think you see a realization that, you know, they've got to get these folks like Dean Heller, Portman, some of these other people on board with this bill if they ever want to pass it.
When you talk about retaining some of the subsidies, that's when I could be wrong, when you lose the more conservative members, because they're like, well, first of all, how are we going to pay for this? We're fiscally conservative. So is that where you're seeing some of the bigger divisions? Is that in the subsidies and the Medicaid expansion?
I think the frustration that the conservatives have is that it would keep a lot of the insurance regulations in place. So one of the big things in the House bill is it would have allowed people, insurers, to possibly opt out of some of these protections for people with pre-existing conditions. The Senate bill would leave in place all of those protections. And the conservatives are making the argument that you need to lift more of these regulations so that you can bring premiums down. They're saying that this bill retains too much of the regulations contained in the Affordable Care Act, and they want to see it move to the right. They want to see more of those provisions stripped out. That's what the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee crowd is saying right now.
If you could predict, which I know it's impossible, what do you see could change over the next couple of days? Because we're going to have this DBO report possibly as early as Monday. But as of right now, we don't hear those five conservative members really budging at all.
Right. So I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of political posturing. You know, at the end of the day, I would be very surprised if these conservatives, excluding Rand Paul, but I would be very surprised if Cruz Lee didn't vote for a bill. I mean, remember, they've been promising for years to repeal and replace Obamacare. I mean, I think when it comes down to it, they're going to have to vote for this. I think the people to watch are the moderates. So Dean Heller, I think you saw him, you know, coming out and staking this position to say, hey, you got to make some changes here or there to possibly give him an out for eventually voting for the bill if he gets a few concessions from McConnell. What's really notable, though, is a lot of the moderates, Murkowski, Collins, some of the more moderate members, they didn't draw a line in the sand. They actually didn't come out and say we wouldn't vote for this bill.
Especially because there was the Planned Parenthood issue in there.
Right. So they don't like the defunding Planned Parenthood, which is contained in the bill. But if they get an opportunity to possibly offer an amendment next week to take that out, that could provide them cover then for ultimately voting for the bill.
Well, a little bit of the difference between the Senate and the House bill, and of course, as she'd mentioned, we're looking for the CBO assessment, and that will go a long way. And, you know, the goal of this administration and Mitch McConnell is that this would be voted on before they go on vacation and take that extended, which amounts to about 5 weeks, Scott. They're going to be, you know, back home 5 weeks. I imagine some of them say, hey, well, I'd much rather stay in D.C. I don't have to face the town halls. I don't have to answer some of those, you know, those tough questions. But that's where they run into the people who are actually dealing with the problems and the reality of a dysfunctional and a health care system that's absolutely just gone bust here. And as we say, about 10% of the population is dealing with it. And some of those up to 10%, it is harsh. And you talk about being mean. It is very, very mean. And you feel the pain and the challenge and the hope and prayer is that our legislators can can put something together that's really going to deliver health care the way it should and the way that we deserve. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just a quick reminder, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This is a discussion that's always welcome with a New York Times best-selling author that we always have loving on, you know, we love having on our show. And that is the one and only Ed Klein, author of the New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin. Ed Klein, of course, well-known editor, writer, public speaker with a distinguished career in American journalism, including a Pulitzer Prize, while editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine. Ed, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be called the one and only. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, that's it. That's who you are. I mean, no doubt about it, and I appreciate your perspective and
my
what
pleasure.
You had to share with us recently, especially, you kind of wanted to rest people's minds here with all this fuss about Donald Trump, and you got Maxine Waters, yelling about impeachment, even her constituency saying, impeach Maxine. We've had enough of this stuff. But you asked the question in this new column, will Donald Trump resign?
I did. And the reason I did that is for exactly the reason you're talking about, Bill, which is, there's been a lot of talk in the press, wishful thinking, I would call it, by the mainstream media, including the latest issue of New York Magazine, which came to me today, how a presidency ends by Frank Rich. That's the cover story. So everybody in the mainstream media is talking about Donald Trump's presidency being over, and that he will, under all this criticism, because he's so thin-skinned, not be able to take it anymore. I know Donald Trump very well, traveled with him during the campaign, written 2 cover stories on him, visited with him in his office at Trump Tower, Mar-a-Lago, been on his plane, his helicopter, so forth and so on. Been on the phone with him, and I can tell you from what our conversations have been over the years that I think the chances of him resigning are next to zero. Mm-hmm. I remember his telling me once that he talked to a prize fighter. He loves boxing. Mm-hmm. And the prize fighter, and Trump said, it's hard to get in the ring and take 300 blows to your face and then come back in the next round. But this champ that I spoke to, Trump said, told me that he thanked God Almighty for being able to come back and beat the bejesus out of my opponent. And Trump said that, I believe, because that's exactly his philosophy, mm-hmm. that you, in life, all of us take a beating. He is, of course, as president, more exposed to this criticism than anyone, but that he's going to come back and take those blows and come back and be victorious. He also said once that when you're fighting a fight and the odds are stacked against you, as they are with the mainstream media this day,
clearly,
what you need to do is win the bout by a knockout, because you can't get a fair
decision. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's his philosophy. And I don't think for a second that this guy's going to be a wimp and resign. He's a tough guy, and he can take it. And I think, in fact, he's going to be quite successful.
Well, they underestimate him. They think he's thin-skinned. And to your point, his point, when you use the metaphor of a prize fighter, you're talking, you know, the top half percent of all fighters who want to be pugilists who go in there, and there's a lot of beatings. It's not just one, you know, one match. I mean, this is over a career of beatings, in much the same way that Donald Trump has dealt with a lot of zeros at the end of a big number. Being the multi-billionaire that he is, you don't become a multi-billionaire without taking your licks in the business world.
And he has, and you're right. And, you know, the word pugilist is perfect for him, because he is a pugilist in a good sense, in the sense that when he is trying to achieve a goal and get things done, and I think at this stage of his career, he's 70 years old, he doesn't have anything further to prove as far as business is concerned and money is concerned, material things are concerned, he wants to get things done for this country, and he's going to take those blows and come back and fight for what he believes to be right.
And I know Main Street was, and I'm talking about Main Street America, was a little hesitant. They were going, is this guy really the guy? I mean, forget about what the establishment had to say. He connected, was resonating, and they were going, I hope he's serious. Because that was my first question, which happened to be one of the first questions that Mike Flynn asked President, then-candidate Trump. You know, are you in it to win it, or are we going to go down the lane of a Ross Perot that about three-quarters of the way you're going to say, you know, I'd much rather be with my family, business, you know, why should I put my head in the fan, right? But the president, the then-candidate Trump said, you know, and convinced him that he was in it. When I heard Mike Flynn relay that story, that gave me a boost of confidence and assurance that he's in it. But, you know, still, you're grateful for somebody like him who is, you know, certainly outside of the mainstream media. Forget about the Democrats, the establishment at large, including Republicans. Mm-hmm. People that are supposed to be on his side are against him. But, you know, the Republicans have to be grateful for Donald Trump, because he's revived this party. I mean, he is the messenger. He is the he's got the message, as opposed to what the Democrats have.
Well, it's very true, and it's very interesting that you talk about the Republicans, because we forget, or at least some of us do, that when we talk about all the criticism that Donald Trump has been taking and is still taking, that some of that criticism has come from fellow Republicans, especially the elite groups in the East and West Coast, especially the East Coast, who are, you know, the editors of magazines and are talking heads on TV and so forth, who really feel that Donald Trump is, quote, beneath them, unquote, that he's doesn't rise to the elite standards that they hold. And there's some truth to the fact that he doesn't, because Donald Trump is a guy from Queens, which is one of the outer boroughs of New York City, not Manhattan. And he is a Queens street guy, and he always has been. And I think that's a big plus for him with everybody who lives between the East and West Coast, the vast majority of Americans who really relate to that.
It grounds him, doesn't it?
It does, very much so.
And you see it in
that's
his
why,
kids.
For instance, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's for instance, when he says, Barack Obama tapped my phone. You have to translate that into, from Queens into normal, if you will, everyday English, which means that the Obama administration was part of a clandestine effort to get intercepts of Trump's phone conversations.
And there's no doubt about that.
None whatsoever.
Whatsoever. Our conversation with Ed Klein, New York Times best-selling author of the book Guilty as Sin, continues right after the break. Stay with us. His latest column, next to seeing Donald Trump impeached, there's nothing that would please his enemies more than to see him resign. They say that sooner or later, Trump will get fed up with the beating he's taking in the press and step down as president. Ed Klein says, don't hold your breath, okay? And you're already turning blue, so take a breath. All is well. It's going to be okay. He will not resign.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Edward Klein is with us, author of the New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin. And I do want to remind everybody, Ed, that you've got a great website. If they want to be in the flow of the know, I mean, here you are, 50-plus years of journalistic excellence and experience and insight into everything that is political, and it's right there on your website.
And thank you very much, Bill. Yes, edwardklein.com. It's I do a blog every week, and it's called Ahead of the News.
Yeah, perfect. And I want to, you know, even with saying that you're ahead of the news, and you are in many, but I want to go back and just for just a second and look through the rearview mirror here at the Comey testimony. And you have some inside scoop on that. What say you?
Well, what inside scoop are we referring to, Bill?
The inside scoop that you referred to in your column that you had regarding, you know, when Comey did Obama's bidding. I think that's what came out loud and clear in that testimony.
Yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, Comey, not so long ago, complained about Donald Trump's request for meetings with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter was that while Comey was FBI director under Barack Obama, the White House called him not once, but twice to discuss the Hillary Clinton investigation,
mm-hmm.
and invited him to have a beer with Obama one time. And then Obama himself called Comey and invited him to play one-on-one basketball with him.
Mm.
Comey had had dinner with Obama at the White House all during this investigation. I've never heard James Comey complain about Barack Obama's interference
right.
in the Hillary Clinton investigation. And as we know, Loretta Lynch, who was Obama's attorney general, pressured Comey to call the criminal investigation of Hillary's use of a private server, email server, a matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, rather than what it really was, a criminal investigation. So there was all kinds of interference. You could even call it obstruction of justice, if you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, with the pressure and things that they're suggesting of Trump, I mean,
compared to what
they're exactly. About. Exactly. I mean, and here we are leading into an election, and collusion at a whole nother level. And let's not even talk about the meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton between Loretta Lynch and the former president. And when Comey goes to present the case, she's missing in action.
She's missing in action. And Comey, when he presents the case in that famous television news conference that he held on July 5th in 2016, he took upon himself a role that was not legally his. Instead of saying, okay, first of all, he shouldn't have even had a press conference to begin with, but okay, we've completed the investigation and I've turned over the information to the proper authorities, which are the prosecutors in the Justice Department. Instead, he took on the role of the prosecutor and said, oh, we're not going to prosecute her. That was not his call to make.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is what Rosenstein cited in his two-page evaluation of Comey and giving, you know, this was one of the reasons why he should have been fired.
Of course he should have been fired. No question about it. And and the president of the United States had every legal right to fire him.
Well, you know, that was interesting.
And by the way, when he spoke to Comey, there's been this charge in the mainstream media that he tried to get General Flynn off the hook.
Right.
But he also told Comey, as Comey himself testified, if any of my, quote, satellites, meaning his campaign aides, are guilty of anything, go ahead and investigate them.
Mm-hmm.
That's hardly obstruction of justice.
Yeah, hardly at all. Exactly. And then here he is supposedly, you know, well, not supposedly, he kept notes and wrote a memo and was concerned and said he didn't want to meet with the president privately. You know, and understandably, as you point out, is that Comey has really exposed himself as being ideologically fixed.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, writing these memos and then leaking these memos, leaking them. The director of the FBI admits that he leaked to a gave the memo to a friend at Columbia University to leak to the press. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing from an FBI. Even J. Edgar Hoover was never accused of that.
Exactly. And the thing which bothered me also, not only that he leaked, but the design purpose, was that so Mueller would be called in as a special counsel.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, if we didn't get worked on this deal, and I think that America is starting to see this based on polling. But before we talk about that, Ed, I wanted to draw reference to what you wrote about when Comey did Obama's bidding. If we remember what Obama said in the 60 Minutes interview with Steve Croft at the very beginning of the investigation, he says this is not a situation in which America's national security was endangered. And it seems that that was consistent with his casualness about addressing the Russian issue. And now we're hearing today that Obama is very complicit in this whole deal, that they said that he underserved the American public in, you know, calling out the Russians. You know, kind of basically slapped their hand. And now after the fact, everybody's in an uproar about it. And you're going, well, wait a minute. Back then, remember, this was on Obama's watch. It wasn't on President Trump's watch. This happened when President Obama was in office, and he seemed very laissez-faire and casual, and this is reinforced by your quote from that interview from 60 Minutes.
Exactly. And, of course, it's all the piece with Obama's kind of lazy, casual, and unimpressive performance as commander-in-chief during those 8 years he was president, and the reason that America's standing in the world took such a deep dive. You see now that our great allies in the Middle East, for instance, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, are so happy that they've finally gotten rid of Obama and have Trump in office. And they're already starting to reform the society in Saudi Arabia, as you've seen. There are talks going on behind the scenes between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Lots of things are happening that never could have happened under Barack Obama.
Exactly. Ed, you know, if Barack Obama would have brought 50 Muslim leaders together in one consortium like Donald Trump, of all people, you're thinking, here is the first black president who obviously was raised Muslim, has some compassion and understanding and insight about the religion and that. If anybody was going to pull the forces together, my money would have been on Barack Obama. But no, we got this white guy from New York, this multi-billionaire, bringing 50 Muslim leaders together saying, hey, look, you got a problem here in your River City, and you better drive them out. And they're applauding him.
Exactly. Well, you've said it very well, Bill, and I can't really add much to that because that's exactly what's happened. And that sends a message not only to people, the Muslims in the Middle East. It sends a message to Vladimir Putin in Russia. It sends a message to Xi Jinping in Beijing and everywhere around the world that this guy means business. This new president that we have means business and that he wants to get things done and that he's putting his shoulder to the wheel.
Well, even the world realizes, if even reluctantly, that America missing in action was very costly. And they're happy to put out the welcome mat and say, look, we're glad you're back. And, you know, we can breathe a little bit easier because America is back on the world stage in the position that it needs to be in for the sake of the rest of the world, for that matter.
Exactly.
Well, Ed Klein has been with us. Ed, remind everybody how they can be connected with you. Your website again?
My website is Edward Klein at KLEIN.com. And you can sign up for my weekly blog and get ahead of the news.
Yeah, there it is. That's what it's all about. Edward Klein, author of the New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin. Ed, thank you so much for being with us.
Great pleasure.
Are Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Bill Martinez here with you. And Anna D'Souza joins us because we're going to be talking about some incredible Product of the Year awards. Let me give you a little bit of background. Anna, of course, is a lifestyle journalist, and she'll break it down even further. But, you know, there's so much more to navigating store aisles than merely dodging other shoppers. With thousands of new products introduced to consumers annually, it also means deciding which are best for you and your family. Smart shopping expert Anna is with us to talk about the 2017 Product of the Year Award winners, which are voted on by 40,000 consumers just like you. So this is a serious survey. Now, some of her favorite awards go to acknowledge household innovations, snack upgrades, medicine cabinet essentials, beverages, personal care. Product of the Year is the largest consumer product award that rewards innovation and is voted on by real shoppers like yourself. Anna D'Souza, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Well, how exciting. Don't you love awards like this? I mean, this is lots of fun. I particularly, you know, pay attention to this because there are some great ideas that maybe you hadn't heard about, but other people do know. They're taking advantage, so why not you, right?
Yeah, I mean, every time I walk down an aisle, whether at a grocery store, any sort of store, it can, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel overwhelmed. And you see a lot of packaging. It's like they want to grab your attention with the bells and the whistles. And, you know, there's over 50,000, just to break it down, 50,000 new products every single year that are brought to market. So now what Product of the Year does is that we pull 40,000 real people. So these are not executives, not CEOs, not doctors in lab coats, right?
These are people who put their money where their mouth is, right?
Yes, exactly. It's so important. That's what you want. You want to make a smart decision with your wallet, right? Because it could be fancy packaging, but if it's not going to deliver, right? I mean, we've all been there where you just like look at, so you're like, I can't believe I bought this, and now it's just, it's not useful to me at all. And sometimes you pawn it off to other people, but that's a whole other story.
Well,
but with, you know, Product of the Year, it's the largest consumer-voted award, again, for that product innovation. Whenever you see that red, distinctive Product of the Year logo, you can trust it. This is a company that's been around for 30 years in 37 different countries, and you can think of it almost as a people's choice for products.
Yeah, I mean, you're suddenly mingling with the thousands of people. You're in good company in choosing and looking for that mark, that red label, as you say. And yeah, it gives you an increased sense of confidence that, hey, you're not out there on a limb all by yourself.
Right, right. And again, these people have tried out these products. They've had experience with these products. So, I mean, we're going to listen to those folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would make that purchasing decision again, right?
Right. Well, and of course, you're paying attention as a lifestyle journalist. You're watching what is going on, what's happening with trends. And so for you, this has to be equally exciting. So let's talk about the 2017 Product of the Year winners. What are your favorites?
You got it. So in the laundry booster category, the winner here was Downy Fresh and Protect with Febreze Odor Defense. Now, what's interesting here is think of it almost as deodorant for your clothes. If you look at the actual packaging, you see tiny little beads. They're like a soft pink, tiny little beads. And what you do is you toss it in when you're going to wash your clothes, and they dissolve slowly during that wash. It helps to neutralize any of the odors that you have in your clothes. So, I mean, this ranked really well with moms with smelly soccer kids.
Yes, right.
And, you know,
smelly soccer kids, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. That's a whole category in itself, right? Like, we need problem-solving products for smelly soccer kids.
Yeah.
We love them, though. They're adorable, but they, you know.
But they smell.
They're bringing in, they smell a little bit.
Okay.
So for your active wear or even, like, for your first date clothes, if you will, I mean, you want to smell good.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
In the laundry packs category, the winner here was the Tide Pods plus Febreze Odor Defense. So now what's cool about this, and I wish you could see it, it has a three-chamber design. So it's really innovative because it keeps all of the ingredients separated and stable until you actually go to use it. So it fights all those tough odors. It's a 4-in-1. It has detergent, stain removal, brightener, odor defense. So again, you know, part of the innovation here is just the product design itself. Are you a fan of wine?
Oh, I love. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yes.
I know, right? Who wouldn't want?
Yeah.
You know,
wine me up. Come on,
wine,
let's go.
Me up. Oh, geez.
So, see what you got started now?
Oh gosh, it's gonna be all puns, right?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Why not? Let's go over the wine category. Why not?
You thought you'd join in, huh?
I'm like, okay. I was hoping for this to happen.
All right.
The winner here is Aldi's Broken Clouds Pinot Noir. It's a really light, summery, dry red. There's hints of strawberry, raspberry, cherry, allspice. And it was a favorite among the voters because of, like, the really great taste and it's a really great quality. You know, hello, reason to celebrate this weekend, right?
Yes.
4th of July weekend. They say it pairs really well with beef tenderloin and barbecue. It scored really high, too, on wine enthusiasts. So, again, you know, surprisingly, Aldi wine. I mean, amazing. So good. Mm. And then in the beverage category, people were really excited about Tetley Super Tea. Now, this is an amped-up tea. So not only are you getting that green, herbal, and, you know, black variety of tea, but they're actually infused with vitamins and supplements that are going to help with your immunity, your metabolism, your concentration. So really great flavors like black tea with vanilla and caffeine, so that's going to help with your energy. Blueberry and raspberry with vitamin B6, which is going to help with your metabolism. So kind of, you know, tea 2.0.
We're liking this. Okay, good. What else we have?
For the ladies. Can't forget the ladies.
Oh, no.
I mean, men can use this, too. In the foot care category, we have Amopay's Gel Active Insoles and Inserts. So these are really cool because each of the inserts are designed for different types of shoes. And then imagine a little circle. It's made out of like a clear gel. So what's great is that people have different pressure points on their feet, right? You don't know until you start walking down Broadway here in New York.
Yes,
you're
right.
Like three blocks down. You're like, oh, gosh, I made a mistake with my shoes this morning.
How do I get back to the hotel? Right, exactly. Yeah.
How can I make this pain stop right now? So it's really cool. Like they have these little spots, and you put them wherever your pressure point is. So it's customized. So you can like relieve that pain right away because there's, I mean, every step you cringe. I mean, I don't know how much men's shoes sort of hurt your feet, but I can vouch that for women it could be pretty excruciating. That's the only thing you think about.
Hey, anybody that has feet and shoes, there are pressure points, especially when you're on a little bit of a walk that you didn't quite expect. And this is something that Chinese have known for years in terms of pressure point technology and stuff. So hey, we're bringing it here. This is awesome. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's really
like
yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true with the Chinese pressure point. Yeah. It like relates to different body organs, I believe, too.
Okay, what about our must-try list for the year? Because we've only got about a minute left here.
Sure. So another one that ranked really high was in the spirits category. So, again, we're gonna party this 4th of July weekend.
Right.
Is the Smirnoff, and this is great because it's patriotic, too, Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry. So a really great addition for, you know, to your 4th of July party. It's a mix of cherry, citrus, and blue raspberry. And I was looking up, they have some really awesome recipes online, and it shows you how to make a layered drink. So, you know, you can have, like, the red on the bottom, the white in the middle, the blue on the top. So you can go and try to, you know, learn how to make that. So that's pretty cool. And a ton of other drinks, like with muddled blueberries and a little bit of lemon-lime soda, and then you top it off with the Smirnoff. So that's really great and delicious.
Exactly.
And then maybe one more. So do you drive?
Well, of course. Yeah.
So you're probably familiar with Rain-X.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love Rain-X. Somebody just told me about that at the club the other day. What a terrific product that is.
It's so good. So I've been using it for years. So you bust it onto your windshield, and then all the rain sort of beads off. So you barely even need your windshield wipers, to be honest. But this is a cool new innovation that they have here. It's called the Latitude Water Repellency Wipers. And what they've done is they've actually treated the squeegee of the wipers with the Rain-X.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you use your windshield wipers, you're actually treating your windshield.
Oh, what a great idea.
Isn't that amazing?
And I'll tell you, you've got great ideas, and you and I could be talking for hours about all these exciting, awards. Anna D'Souza, lifestyle journalist, has been with us. I'm sorry, maybe another time, but love to have you back. Where can they go for more information? We got 2 seconds left.
It's productoftheyearusa.com.
Just like that. Anna, thank you so much.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
What a novel concept, huh? That we should be controlled by the things that really matter. Just the facts, as Joe Friday used to say when we were kids growing up. The truth has abandoned us, or actually we've abandoned the truth, and we're paying a big price for it. But this is why we're thankful for our next guest. Jennifer Carroll is with us, best-selling author of When You Get There. It's an autobiography. Former Lieutenant Governor of Florida, Navy veteran, former Executive Director of Florida's Department of Veteran Affairs, and the topic, Jennifer, of the VA, high on your list as it is mine because of our mutual concern for our vets. And being since you were the Lieutenant Governor of Florida, first of all, I'm back in Florida. I was in California, and the mosquitoes and no-see-ums are still hanging around. What is there something we can do, you know, because I've been living here now for 4 years, and, you know, even if I bite them back, they just keep on coming.
They're protective species.
Yeah. Is that the deal? Are they the official bug of the state of Florida? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I got to tell you. Oh, Lord have mercy. And some about they love Mexicans. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just don't get enough of them or something.
The
they,
bugs?
They
what,
chew
the bugs
me up. Yeah. Yeah, the no-see-ums and the mosquitoes, you know?
I can't step outside without getting bit by one.
Okay, so it's equal opportunity is what you're trying to
yes.
tell me here. Okay. Well, Jennifer, as a Navy vet, as I was mentioning, and myself, former Marine, our heart's out for the VA, and President Trump made good on another campaign promise by signing the historic bill to reform the VA. What say you?
Reforming the VA is a big task, and for years they have tried to do this. What I caution is to have expectations too high, in that there are many things, when the politicians look at the VA, they're strictly looking at the healthcare delivery system mm-hmm. and or where the access to healthcare is. The VA has multifaceted services to our veterans, from our burial services to our education component to the mental needs, mm-hmm. for the family needs, for the Gold Star wives, the Gold Star mothers, the Blue Star mothers. And so it's so many things that go mm-hmm. into our veterans getting their care.
Exactly.
And also their compensation.
Yeah, and you haven't even mentioned their research. The research that they do is mm-hmm. absolutely stellar. We've had representatives on the show several times throughout the year, and to hear all the great research activity that they're doing is just stellar, as I say.
Well, the other thing, too, we have our military men and women that are in touch with or contracted either chemicals or diseases in theater, wherever they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the military don't understand what the complications are to these veterans. And this is what brings about our compensation for the things that you have been connected with in service that have caused your disability. People are assuming because our veterans get ill, they go into the medical facility. That's not it. It has to be service-connected for them to get that service at the VA facility.
Exactly. Well, the president said, look, at enough of this stuff, people getting paid to stay out of work, making it very difficult for people to be reassigned out of the VA. I mean, obviously, round pegs and square holes here, it's a bad fit. And hopefully we can get down to, down to the bottom line if possible. But as you warned, Jennifer, this is a huge bureaucracy. It takes a while, but at least we have people starting to tell us the truth, and we're going head-to-head with some of these problems now.
Well, people have been telling us the truth for years.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of 13 members on a Disability and Compensation Commission that was established by the Congress. I was one of the presidential appointees to that commission back in 2013. We reported our findings to the Congress as to what the fixes needed to be in the VA for proper delivery of care, as well as compensation to our veterans and their family members. And some of the recommendations were taken up, but the bulk of it was not, and we're back to square one. They've had commissions and studies over the years, but the Congress have not had a will to get it done because it's so easy to cast aside this demographic of people, the veterans, because they know we're going to be compassionate to our country. We're going to do whatever because that's what we've been trained to do. And now the rubber has hit the road that we have these veterans coming back from theater with multiple injuries, multiple complications that they haven't had to deal with even during the Vietnam era where we had a lot of PTSD and some Agent
exactly.
Orange situations. But now we have multiple amputees, and then we have PTSD on top of that and other ailments for things that they've contracted in theater. So they have to deal with it. It's reached the public eye where the public is saying enough is enough. We shouldn't be treating our veterans this way.
Exactly. And Jennifer, as you know, there's such a small minority of Americans who serve in the military these days. I mean, it's about 1%, whereas, during Vietnam, I think it got up to, World War II, it's 12%. Vietnam, even still, not big numbers. So in large, for the most case, they're underrepresented because mm-hmm. there's just not enough of us who have served in the military that really have that direct compassion. Generally, most Americans say they're compassionate toward the military, but unless you've been there, done it, and served the country as we have, there's a little bit different engagement because we have a little bit more skin in the game. Is that fair?
Well, it's more than fair. And what's even worse is that our representatives that are either writing the laws and or appropriating the funds and or changing the policies, they themselves have never served.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say, well, my son is in the reserve or my daughter is here, but they themselves have never served.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the compassion, the empathy, and the understanding as to what we have gone through and our families have gone through. This is not just a single thing. This is a family impact as well. So folks have to understand it's not just the veteran or the military member that have gone through situations a family issue.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you also about Cuba. Upset that Trump has reversed what the Obama administration had put into motion here. Of course, Cuba strikes back and says, we're not going to be dictated to. But I think that Trump and America could very well say, well, we're not going to be dictated to either.
Well, the thing about it is that, keep in mind, President Obama did not receive the approval from the Congress
mm-hmm.
to do what he did. So, therefore, it was unilateral by the president. So therefore, things were not properly vetted as to how-tos. How should we go about normalizing Cuba or getting some more opportunities there for the people of Cuba without even looking at the humanitarian aspect and the socialist government and the regime that suppresses people. And so therefore, President Trump was right in reversing things. And if we would truly want to help the people of Cuba, we should help them more in a humane way and not have them under the dictatorial and socialist regime that they continue to be under while the government continues to enrich themselves.
Exactly. North Korea claims it is the biggest victim in Otto Warmbier's death. Boy, that was a shocking headline for me to see.
But you know what? These people, they will claim what they want, and they'll get away with what they want. And hopefully President Trump will put the screws to them and push the screws to China to do something, because China is their greatest trading partner and they give them most of the majority of what they need for sustainability and for their people, their government, their social order. And China really has to step up to the plate to do something, because I think what we put in place for sanctions is minuscule compared to what China could do to really squeeze out Kim Jong-un. And the other thing, where is he getting his materials? Is he getting it from Russia? If he's getting it from these other places, we need to put the squeeze on them as well so that he doesn't have the capability of building a nuclear weapon that can reach the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, it's in years past, it was quite casual. Certainly, Donald Trump is turning up the heat a bit, and Tillerson as well, and including our military and Mad Dog Mattis, keeping a close eye on things. But as you say, I think they need to really stay serious, and particularly with China, because this thing can go sideways pretty quick. And I got to tell you, maybe it's just me, but I am surprised at the lack of international outrage for what happened with Warmbier.
Well, you know, it's really strange to me in that realm as well. If we have, back in World War II, or even in the 19th century, if we had one of our citizens being returned like this and died in a short order, you'd know something happened to him over there. It wasn't in transit. He didn't, during the plane ride, he didn't all of a sudden discover that.
Botulism,
injury.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's no outrage in this country.
Right. Yeah, it is amazing. In fact, if anything, we're hearing just the opposite. I mean, there was a professor who made the statement that basically Warmbier got what he deserved. He was just a spoiled brat, American, you know, white kid. They're thinking he could go over there and just break the law. And so, you know, no compassion whatsoever. Of course, that professor's
out. That's totally absurd. And the thing that bugged me is, for the time that I spend in the military, for these people to have their freedoms and liberties to say the things that they could say, it really bugs me that they haven't had any skin in the game for their own country, that they can say these vile things.
Well, and here's what's happening. As you say, the contention in our country, the rhetoric that's being thrown out, all in the name of First Amendment rights, and we're reaping what we've sown. Right now, we've got Republicans being shot at on a baseball field, you know, while they're practicing. And thank God he didn't get on the other side of that gate. Had he been, I mean, you imagine, as a former lieutenant governor, what it would have meant if you'd have gone to office the next day and realized that 15 of your constituents had just been murdered. What would that do in terms of a crisis?
And the disruption of government.
Exactly, particularly, more specifically, yes, exactly. This is something that, boy, I'll tell you, you talk about dodging a bullet. It could have been much worse. And, you know, America has an opportunity to do everything it can to be serious about getting this country back on track. As we say, Jennifer, that it requires all hands on deck, as we say in the military, right?
Roger that. Hands on deck, and we have to be vigilant, and we must put this country and its people first.
Jennifer Carroll on Bill Martinez Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Life.